Hello guys, and thank you for listening to my podcast. I'll be starting with my introduction. So I am a business analyst, a computer professor, and a personality development lecturer. And this is my first podcast on personality development. If you want to improve your communication skills, presentation skills, or any other soft skills, let me tell you this. You are at a right place, I guarantee. However, this is my first episode in this podcast, so what I'm going to share with you guys is the general concept of personality, how one acquires a specific personality, and what are the major barriers of personality change. So let's get started. What in the world is personality? Now, personality is a combination of characteristics whose continual interplay conditions the various ways in which we behave. Therefore, our personality encompasses all our qualities and all our faults, and it is because of personality that each human being on the face of Earth is unique. But how does one acquire a specific personality? Now, this is a question which philosophers and men of science have been pondering for centuries. And modern thinking generally maintains that personality is the result of certain hereditary factors upon which are grafted the exterior influences which we experience, especially during the formative years. So sometimes you might have heard, like, there are some people who tell you, like, you just behave like your father, or you are humble like your father, or your anger is as bad as your mom, right? So all these things comes up hereditary stuff, and obviously what happens is it gets grafted with the external environment which you live in. And, you know, that's how a particular personality is being acquired. However, let me tell you this, whatever hereditary, cultural, or educational baggage you may be carrying around, you should know that you can change your personality, improve it, reinforce it, or round off any rough edges you may have. But before doing that, what you need to understand is self-awareness is the key to personal development. Now, obviously, what happens is you have a particular personality which you would like to improve, but you cannot improve if you don't know that you need to improve it, right? So obviously, the first barrier to change your personality is the habit of yours. You know, believing in yourself is such a great thing, but when that belief goes or turns into an overconfidence, it becomes a problem as well, right? So it is very important to not to succumb on the weaknesses which you have, but at the very own time, you should know your weaknesses and you should always try to overcome it. So that is the first part. The second major barrier to change is the environment. Now, environment is something which will always, you know, pull you back in changing yourself. Like, for example, if I tell you, as a computer professor, I teach many professional students as well. So what I did is I tried to maintain a very strong hold on the language which I use. Now, obviously, what happens is there are certain colleagues who always told me that you are just showing off. And I was like, no, I'm not showing off. I am just trying to improve myself. But it's hard to explain people which are not ready to understand, right? So for that reason, it is very important to let go your surroundings. Okay, whatever they might think, just let them think. But you need to be on your own, you need to be sure that you want to change and you want to improve your personality. There might be people to pull you back, there might be certain procedures, policies, etc. But you should be very well known that you can change your personality. And obviously the third thing, which is nothing but multiple priorities. Obviously, like, we don't get time for a particular self-introspection or, you know, for learning a new soft skill, and it becomes a pretty tough job for us to handle multiple things at one go. However, if you want to improve your personality, these three things or the three barriers you always need to jump if you want to improve yourself, right? Anyways, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you how to overcome these barriers. The first way what you can do is having the support of others. If not everyone, it is a big step towards minimizing these barriers and making change happen more quickly and with less frustration. I'll tell you this, I always have an ideal in my life. I always believe that I should keep an ideal who is always one step ahead of me, so that I can look the efforts which he's putting. And so I will be putting maybe more than those efforts. And when I go ahead of him, I'll be keeping the best friendship with him. But I always need to change my ideal one by one, and not going to the top floor directly, but going step by step, going just ahead of one person at a time. And that is how you are going to make sure that you overcome these barriers. Now that you know what your personality should be like, it's time to find out what it really is like, because it's only by knowing exactly who you are that you can try to change yourself and become the person you want to be. So I'll tell you this, at the end of this podcast right now, I'm going to give you a homework, let's say, in which you need to identify 10 good qualities that you have and 10 bad qualities you have, and just list it out in a book. When you do that, you need to make sure that your good thing can become your bad thing as well. For example, you are helping nature. That is a good thing. But if too much of helping always makes you a person who cannot say no, it is a bad thing. That means you are always helping and not finding time for yourself. So make sure that you list out those good things and bad things about yourself in a diary or in a book. And we will be meeting next week. Till that time, make sure that you stay safe, stay at home, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast.